No matter the storm, when you are with God as God, there's always a rainbow waiting. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. No matter the storm, when you are with God as God, there's always a rainbow waiting. We've weathered many storms in our life, all of us, whether we're little children or adults. And the storms that we weather are storms of the mind. The weather outside may be whatever it is, but in our mind, that's what really is the thing. If we were to lose everything today of a physical sense, lose all of our possessions, lose all of our things for whatever reason, could we just step forth brand new with the same genius that we've had up to now and march forth into the beauty and wonder of who we are? Could we see the rainbow? Could we be the rainbow? No matter the storm, when you're one with God as God, there's always a rainbow waiting. Are we ready to open our eyes to see that rainbow? To see that rainbow in spite of the fact that all things did not work out exactly like we planned them, and perhaps to our benefit. But sometimes we are possessed by things that need to be released, and these things just sort of possess us. Now, we do not have to not have them any longer, but we want to not be possessed by them any longer. Can you walk through your day and say, this is my house, this is my room, these are my shoes, this is my suit of clothing, this is my life, this is who I am, this is me? Now, that compliment was for me, not for you. I'm the one who deserves these things. I'm the one who deserves all the good that there is in the universe. You know, as you go through life and you make these observations about yourself, and then you realize, say, I gave my shoes away. Now, recently, my brother had been very generous with Ellen, my associate, and he gave her a beautiful vase. It was a lovely Japanese vase, and beautiful, big. It was maybe about 2 feet across and maybe about 2.5-3 feet high. Very lovely. And as I look at it, and as we all look at it, we say, oh, that came from Ray. Wasn't that nice of Ray to give us that? That was Ray's. Ray gave us that. That came from Ray. And you see, as long as we do that, we're forgetting to look at the vase. We're forgetting to look at the beauty of this object. And we're remembering where it came from and who owned it, and that now it's ours. It's in the embassy. It belongs to the embassy. It belongs to Ellen. It belongs only to her. She's the only one who has any right to say how it is to be thought of and used and enjoyed, because it's hers. And you see, so long as you do this, things will happen. Whenever you possess something too greatly, it somehow falls apart. It somehow disappears. It somehow is no longer. In life, we take everything in stride. This is a lovely day. Do you own it? Ho, ho, ho. In a way of speaking, you do, but it's a day that you enjoy. You don't possess it, you enjoy it. You participate in the day. You enjoy every moment of the day. And everyone else does too. Is that a lovely vase? Oh, what a beautiful thing to see. I've looked at it several times. Each time I look at it, I delight in it. And then when I turn my eyes away from it, I no longer think about it. I think about something else. I'm not possessed by it. If it's, oh, what happened to your vase? I noticed it's not there any longer. What happened to it? Oh, it's in another room. Oh, how about that? How about that? We even get possessed by the location of things. And when we're possessed by the location of things, then they seem to sort of shift around and sort of move here and there and be here and there and make us wonder where they are. Now, you see, in life there are many storms. A storm might be, oh, what happened to the vase? My goodness, it's missing. Oh, what happened to the vase? That's a storm, that's a storm. And then someone says, oh, we cleaned the living room. And as we were cleaning the living room, we moved everything out so that we could really do a good job on the carpet and clean it every inch. And we moved everything into the other room. Oh, and my vase? Yeah, your vase too. It's moved in the other room. That's the rainbow. That's the rainbow. The vase in the other room is a rainbow. It's no longer something to be worried about or concerned about or treasured. And you know, that's, I deal with people who have relationships, and their relationships are all sort of kittywampus. Their relationships are all sort of out of whack, primarily because their relationships are relationships of possession. And every time we have a relationship of possession, we somehow lose it. When we have a relationship of joy and harmony, and it all starts with us and ends with us, and it's not what the other person does, when we have a relationship of joy and harmony that ends with us and starts with us and is enjoyed by us, then it doesn't matter what the other person does. If the other person doesn't even know we're alive, that doesn't matter. We just keep showering them with our love, our unconditional love. If gifts are to be given, we give them. And we don't expect them to be admired. We don't expect them to be recognized. We don't expect the people who get the gift to say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. We don't expect that, because then that's several gifts that we're giving. The gift of the object and the gift of all the thank yous. You see, those are gifts too. Now, when we live in a world where we are in charge, there are no storms. There are only rainbows everywhere. Everywhere we look, there's that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, that joyous experience that makes us feel so happy and so tickly and tingly inside. And this is really what makes the world go round. It's really the joy that we have. We don't have to dwell upon the problems of the world. We don't have to dwell upon the storms, the unhappinesses. We can dwell primarily, totally, fully on the rainbow. And turn our attention to that rainbow, because there it is, that lovely vase in the other room, just sitting there. Why, how, and so forth, it makes no difference. It's there, and it's enjoying itself in its own pristine perfection and beauty. We do the same thing. When we have relationships and we have people that we love and we want them to love us, and they don't show that love the way we think it should be shown, and we say, why don't they admit to this, and why don't they take me, and why don't they love me, and why don't they embrace me? That's because you want it. If you could just say to your beloved, you're fantastic, I love you, and see you, and go away. Another time, come back. Oh, it's such a joy to be with you. I enjoy your company. You're fantastic. And go away. And not do it out of manipulation, but just go away. And every time you're in that person's presence, you are just a bubble of delight. You are just a joy. And they cannot stop hugging and kissing and loving you. They cannot stop enjoying your company. And you say, well, see you later, bye-bye. And you build up such a lovely connection, a connection of non-connection, of non-possession, a connection of peace and love and response to one another that is so beautiful that you thought, my God, why didn't I do this before? Here I was working before. What should I get for them? How shall I treat them? How shall I handle this? What will make them happy? What will do this? I'm not a very nice person, I guess. I give people things that I like. And if they don't like the things that I like, then they're not the kind of people that I want to be with. They're not a white elephant to me. Why should they be a white elephant to somebody else? I have a pair of shoes that I love, I love, I love, I love, I love. And one of my associates, who just loved me very dearly, she couldn't wait to get my shoes that I had cast off when I bought a new pair. She says, I just love wearing your shoes. I feel so good wearing your shoes. Well, that's okay. But you see, what we think is something worthless, useless, a white elephant, is perhaps the greatest treasure anyone could ever have. Why is it that mamas and daddies, especially daddies, love to bronze the shoes of their babies? Because the time the babies wear those shoes are so short, because they grow so fast and so wonderful and so beautiful, and that's a memory of the past. Well, I don't recommend memories of the past like that. I recommend living in the now. But you see, those are things that, for me, your baby's bronze shoes, it's fine. I'm glad you did it. I'm glad you like it. But it means nothing to me. And it's not that I don't like it or think that it's wrong. It's just, hey, a half-eaten piece of watermelon may not turn me on, you know. I may like the whole eaten piece. Or if you're sharing the watermelon and you're letting each person go around and take a bite out of it, then the half-eaten piece of watermelon is not bad at all. It's kind of nice. You see, where is our rainbow? Our rainbow is in many different ways and many different experiences, and it's up to us how we experience it. Now, let the storms go by and live in the presence of the rainbows. And let your relationships be a rainbow, showering love unconditionally at all times. And watch how that relationship becomes the most delightful, charming experience you could ever want. Let that love that you are shower itself upon your body, every organ, action, function of your body. And let its wholeness be the rainbow that you are. The rainbow that doesn't follow the storm, the rainbow that contains the storm and makes out of it a beautiful experience. I'm your rainbow. I'm my rainbow. I'm the rainbow of life. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.